இருந்துச்சு எல்லாத்தையும் மிக்ஸ் பண்ணுறதுனால.
இதுதான் கரெக்டாக சொல்கிறேன்.
சர்வேபியஹ ராம் ராம் ராம். கீத கோவிந்த சம்ஸ்கிருத சங்க வியோமா லிங்குவிஸ்டிக் லேப்ஸ் துவாரா பிரச்சலிஷ்யமான ஆன்லைன் ஸ்லோகா கிளாஸ் ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன் இத்யபிதா இதி நாமகஸ்ய பாடஸ்ய கிருதே சர்வேபியஹ ஸ்வாகதம். பிரதமம் ஓம்காரேண வயம் தீர்கஸ்வாசேன ஓம்காரேண பிராரம்பம் குர்மஹ. லெட் அஸ் டேக் 3 டீப் பிரெத். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட் அஸ் இன்ஹேல் 3 டைம்ஸ். லெட் அஸ் இன்ஹேல் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்ஹேல் 3 டைம்ஸ். And then we inhale, and while we are exhaling, we chant a Dirgha Omkara, and that will help us chant the shlokas with the right pronunciation and with the right tonation. 3 times deep breath. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now let us take a deep breath and chant a Dirgha Omkara. The shlokas from the previous classes we will all tell together, and only the new shlokas Venkat Anna will teach and we will repeat. So we will have the script on the screen. Let us see the script and repeat at a moderate pace. So hope all of us are ready.
Omkaram bindu sanyuktam nityam dhyayanti yoginah kamadam mokshadam chaiva ஓங்காராய நமோ நமஹ. குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வரஹ குரு சாக்ஷாத் பரம் பிரம்மா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. குருரேவ கதிஹி குருமேவ பஜே குருணைவ சஹாஸ்மி நமோ குரவே. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो कार्थस्वर निबदेहः कीर्तन मात्रेण दूत सकलागः आर्तस्वर जन शरणं मूर्तदयारूप गुरुवरेण्यो व्यात् सदात्म ध्यान निरतम् विषयेभ्यः परं मुखम् नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातम् चन्द्रशेखर भारतीम् विवेकिनम् महाप्रज्ञम् धैर्योदार्यक्षमानिधिम् सदाभिनव पूर्वन्तम् विद्यातीर्थ गुरुम् भजे अज्ञानाञ्जाह्नवीतीर्थम् विद्यातीर्थम् विवेकिना सर्वेषाम् सुखदम् तीर्थम् भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये विद्याविनय सम्पन्नम् पीतरागम् विवेकिनम् वन्दे वेदान्त तत्त्वज्ञम् विधुशेखर भारतीम् शुक्लाम्बरधरम् विष्णुम् शशिवर्णम् चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्न वदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये अगजानन पद्मार्कम् गजानन महर्निशम् अनेकदन्तम् भक्तानाम् एकदन्तमुपास्महे हक्रतुण्ड महाकाय कोटिसूर्य समप्रभा अविघ्नम् कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वागीशाद्याः सुमनसः सर्वार्थानामुपक्रमे यन्न त्वा कृतकृत्या स्युः तन्नमामि गजाननम् सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यम् वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भम् करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा नमस्ते शारदे देवि काश्मीरपुरवासिनि त्वामहम् प्रार्थये नित्यम् विद्याम् बुद्धिम् च देहि मे या देवी सर्वभूतेषु बुद्धिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्गये.
सो दिस् श्लोक टिल् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय वी हड् लर्न्ड् इन् द प्रीवियस् क्लासेस्. I'm sure all of us have practiced. We will go through whoever are interested to tell. Now, new sloka, Venkatanna will teach us.
Namah Pankajanabhaya.
Namah Pankajanabhaya.
Namah Pankajanabhaya. Namah Pankajamaline.
Namah Pankajamaline. Namah Pankajamaline.
नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय
नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय
नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये
नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये
नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने
नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने
नमः पङ्कजनाभाय
नमः पङ्कजमालिने
नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये
नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये. यु विल् टेल् द फुल् श्लोक टु टैम्स्.
नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रये
नमः पङ्कजनाभाय
नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये
going to the next श्लोक
हरलीलावताराय
हरलीलावताराय
हरलीलावताराय शंकराय महौजसे
शंकराय महौजसे
शंकराय महौजसे कैवल्य कलना कल्प कैवल्य कलना
कैवल्य कलना कैवल्य कलना
कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः
गुरवे नमः
गुरवे नमः कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः
कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः
कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः हरलीलावताराय शंकराय महौजसे
हरलीलावताराय शंकराय महौजसे
हरलीलावताराय
शंकराय महौजसे
कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः
कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः कैवल्य कलना कल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः
Let us practice these shlokas. Now, if anybody is interested in telling the shlokas, please raise your hand.
We will go from the reverse order today. We will start from Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Anybody interested? We will just okay.
Sharada Narayana Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः
एक्सेलेंट ब्यूटीफुल वेरी वेल सर थैंक यू शारदा ओके जननी जय गणेश वैद्यनाथन यू आर ऑन सेल्फ म्यूट
यादेवी सर्वभूतेषु बुद्धिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः
Excellent, very well said. All of you said very well. Thank you, sir. Thank you all. Okay, Gayatri Agarwal.
नमस्ते शारदे देवी काश्मीरपुरवासिनी त्वामहं प्रार्थये नित्यं विद्यां बुद्धिं च देहि मे
एक्सलेंट वेरी गुड सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं इजी वन सर्वेश किशोर
सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धौतुमे सता
वेरी गुड जस्ट फोकस ऑन द महाप्राण नमस्तुभ्यं विद्यारंभं एंड करिष्यामि जस्ट फोकस ऑन दैट वेरी वेल टोल्ड एक्चुअली थैंक यू सर्वेश संगमेश्वर बालूर बागीशाद्याः
प्लीज गो नेक्स्ट
बागी शाद्या
माय नेम इज नव्या
नव्या
आई वांटेड टू सिंग सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यम
यस प्लीज ओके सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यम यस यू कैन टेल
Saraswati namastubhyam varade kamirupini vidyarambham karishyami siddhirbhavatu me sada.
Excellent, very good. Saraswati is Haraswa. Instead of Saraswati namastubhyam, just tell Saraswati namastubhyam. And Siddhir Bhavatu Mesada. It's not Siddhir Bhavatu Mesada. Only those two, very, very small correction. Otherwise, very well said, Navya. Thank you for telling the shloka. Okay. Srishti Ramprasad. You will say Vagishadhyaha or Vakrtunda Mahakaya.
She wants to sing Saraswati Namastubhyam.
Excellent, excellent, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Very good.
My kid wants to say Vakratunda Mahakaya.
Yes, please. Vakratunda Mahakaya. Okay, Sangameshwar.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Sarva Pava Nibhiktam Kurudeva Sarkasho Sarvada.
Very good, very good. Nirviknam Kurume Deva Sarvakasho Sarvada. Very good, very good. Excellent. Okay. Next, we go to Agajanana Padmarkam. Who wants to say Agajanana Padmarkam? We come to Shruti Sahiti and Shruti Jitu, Sahiti Jitu. You are on self-mute. If you can unmute, you can say Agajanana Padma.
I want to tell Vakratunda Mahakaya.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I've come to Vakratunda.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignyam Kurame Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
Very good, very well said. The Koti is, that is Haraswa, Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirviknam Kuru Medeva. Very well said, Shruti and Sakati. Anybody for Agajanana Padmarkam? Gayatri Agarwal, Agajanana Padmarkam.
Agajanana Padmarkam Gajanana Maharnisham Anekadantam Bhaktanam Ekadantam Upasmahe.
Excellent. Okay. Coming back to Janani, if you can tell Shuklam Varadaram Vishnam.
Shuklam Varadaram Vishnam.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, so I think all of us are practicing the shlokas very well. Everybody is telling it extremely well. A few small certain pronunciation parts. Please focus on those. Just to give a 1 minute briefing on that. In these shlokas, the Alpa Prana or Mahaprana letters, for example, let us say this shloka itself, Shuklambaradharam. This Dha is Mahaprana. Chaturbhujam, Bha is Mahaprana. Dhyayet is Mahaprana. Vighnopashantaye, Gha is Mahaprana. So we have to give that little bit of extra effort on those letters. Apart from that, if you are telling Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum, V is Hraswa, it is the short form of the vowel. Shashi, short form. Sarvavikna is short form. There are no long forms in this shloka. Shantaye is long form. So one aspect is Alpa Prana, less effort, more effort. Alpa Prana, Mahaprana letters. One aspect is long form, short form of letters. And the third aspect, only three aspects I'm introduced today. The third aspect is the difference between Sha, Sha and Sa. For example, it is Shuklam here. It is Vishnum. Note the difference here. It is Shuklam. Shu, it is Shuklam, Shashi. All these are Shantaye. All these are Shakara. But if you have to tell Vishnum, you have to roll it over the top of the mouth. Vishnum, it has to come. Just take care of these small nuances while we are pronouncing, so that later on it becomes more easy when you are pronouncing. Overall, I think everybody, all are very, very young kids. I think kids in the age of 2 and 3 are telling shlokas. It is a great ananda for us. We are so happy to hear all you kids telling the shloka. Thank you for joining and telling this. But as a duty of, as a teacher, we have to just tell and make us conscious of the right pronunciation. That is the only reason we are telling. Otherwise, we are very, very happy. Okay. Now, over to Venkat sir for the story time.
Today's story, we have an interesting story, again a Krishna Leela. The title of the story is Putana Moksha. Long ago, the kingdom of Mathura was ruled by an evil king called Kamsa. He was ruthless and he was very harsh towards his subjects. He had a sister called Devaki who was married, and sister's husband was Vasudeva. According to a prophecy which Kamsa heard, the eighth son of Vasudeva and Devaki will kill Kamsa. This was the prophecy or an Ashariravani, a voice which he heard during the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. So he wanted to kill Vasudeva and Devaki, but upon Vasudeva pleading for mercy, he puts them in jail and kills all their sons. When the eighth child was born, that eighth child gets transported from the jail, the eighth child escaped from the prison, and Kamsa was unable to determine where this boy went, and he comes to know that boy has gone out of jail, and determined to eliminate him, Kamsa decides to think of a way to kill his enemy, which is the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudeva, who is Krishna. Now Krishna, if you take the other part of the world, Krishna grows in Yashoda's house. He is fondled by Yashoda, reared, and he sleeps nicely in a cradle. One day while Krishna was sleeping, we'll come back to the story this side. Kamsa now plans to kill Krishna. He approaches Putana. So Putana is a fearless demon. She lived in a cave deep in a forest, and she knew all this black magic. She had a long hair and curling nails. She had long teeth protruding out of her mouth, and she wore an animal skin and was full, and she was like a fully grown camel. She was very tall. When she saw Kamsa coming to her, she bowed to him and asked him, what can she do for Kamsa? Kamsa told about Krishna, the child escaping from the prison by divine intervention. And he told her that he was not aware of the exact location where Krishna lived. So he said, all kids born in the last week or in the last month should be killed. That is the order he gives to Putana. Now Putana, she was herself a demoness. She was thrilled by a job which she was allowed to do. So she wanted to terrorize the entire kingdom. She wanted to instill fear in the hearts of the people. She thought, okay, let me take up this job. She takes the form of a beautiful woman, and she arrives she starts killing many infants in the neighboring kingdom. So what she used to do is she used to go and pick these infants from the houses with the objective of feeding milk to these infants. She used to feed the milk with poison and the babies would die. This is what she was doing. Now, here Krishna is sleeping. Yashoda has put Krishna to sleep. And Putana now arrives at Nanda Gokula, where she decides, she comes in the night and she decides, okay, let me go to Nanda Gokula in the morning, when actually people would be busy doing their household work, like milking, taking out butter from the milk, milking the cows. At that time, let me go to the house of Krishna, and where everybody is busy, I will take Krishna and kill him. So she spent the night outside the house of Nanda Gokula, and in the morning she comes to Krishna's house. She has transformed herself. In the picture you can see she has transformed herself into a beautiful maiden. Nobody suspects her intention of that she is a killer of infants. So everybody thinks that she is a noble woman. In those days, there were women who used to come and feed milk and test the health of the kids. They thought, okay, she was like somebody, such woman. She was a divine woman. And they were not suspectful of her. So on reaching Nanda's house, she saw Krishna lying in the cradle. At one glance, she realized that, okay, he is not an ordinary boy. But she was also, Kamsa had advised her to be very careful. So she, okay, let me carefully take Krishna and feed him. So she sees many ladies were there around the house. She introduced herself she requests Yashoda to allow her to feed Krishna. Yashoda also thought that she was a very beautiful maiden, some goddess. So she is a divine lady, and she agreed to Putana's request. And what she said, okay, you can feed her. So Putana lifts Krishna in her arms and steps into the backyard and started feeding her. Backyard means in the side. Within minutes, when she started feeding her, her form, which was very beautiful, suddenly she turned into a demon. And Putana started feeling as if the boy was sucking the life out of her. So she turned into a demon, and she tried to take away Krishna from her, but Krishna held her so tightly, and she tried to scare the child with her original form, with her teeth and with her form, with her hair, she tried to scare her, but the child was not at all scared, and Krishna held her very tightly. And what happened was Krishna takes her out of the house. In the sense, she thought, okay, let me go out of the house and try to kill him. When she goes out of the house, she takes a very huge form, the tall form which we spoke about. And she started flying in the air so that Krishna might leave her. She thought from there he will fall and he will die. But in all this was in vain, and Krishna would not let go of her at all. And eventually Krishna sucked the life out of her, and Putana fell on the ground lifeless. So everybody and people started running and coming near this demoness, and they saw Krishna playing on the body of Putana, and they were very terrified. They picked Krishna and gave Krishna to Yashoda, and they were astonished to find him playing there. So they realized that Krishna was not an ordinary person, but they were very happy that Krishna was alive. They also gave him some medicines from the cow medicine for Go Arka. They took Krishna near Gomata, and with the help of the tail of Gomata, did some
warding
of evil energies. So they tried to remove the negative energies from Krishna's body, and they brought him near Yashoda. And Yashoda was very happy. She hugged Krishna and she felt very happy. And at this time, Nanda was not there. So meanwhile, Nanda returns from Mathura, and he comes to Nanda Gokula and he sees that, okay, this particular incident has occurred in his village. So all the villagers, they decide, okay, we should cremate this body of Putana. So since he was a huge body, they didn't know how to cremate this. Nanda says that, okay, we have to cut her into pieces and then cremate her, and then after her cremation, which is after her cremation and burning, she attains Vaikuntha. And she reaches the Vishnu's abode, and you see her Putana coming in the form of a lady and going to Vishnu's abode. Now, when this burning of the body of Putana was happened, all the villagers were astonished that the smoke which came out from her body when she was burned, that smoke had a very good smell. They were astonished, how come a Rakshasi's body can have such a good smell? They were astonished, but they didn't know the answer. However, when we understand and when we see what was the reason for that, so actually this Putana was the daughter of Bali Maharaja, who was involved in the Vamana Avatara. So Mahavishnu comes as Vamana to conquer Bali. So Vamana is a small child, very beautiful child, a small Vatu. So seeing Vamana's beauty, Ratnamala, who was the daughter of Bali, aspired that she should have him as his son. But at the end of the story, the same Vamana, she thinks that Vamana cheated Bali by asking for the three steps and then becoming Trivikrama. Vamana cheated Bali, that is what she thinks. And then she decides that in the next Janma, I aspired to become your mother. I want to be your mother. But if you continue cheating people like this, I will definitely give poison in the milk to you. That is what she aspires for. And Mahavishnu takes her aspiration and performs this Leela in the Krishnavatara. And Putana actually is Ratnamala of Bali. And that is where you can see Ratnamala going to the Vaikuntha and attaining Vishnu's abode. So anybody who hears in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, anybody who hears this story of Putana, they will get the Govinda Padavi. Govinda Padavi or Govinda Rati, and aspire to reach Govinda. So we can now get into the moral of the story. People who are interested to share the moral, kindly can share the moral.
Okay. Manasa Hoysal.
Sharada Narayan.
Good always wins over the evil.
Good always wins over the evil. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Manasa. Okay. Sharada Narayan.
Even if you wish for the most strange things, God will always give you a chance and somehow make you attain heaven.
Even if you wish for strange things, God will somehow make it happen. And finally, he makes the end also good, I think. Okay. Thank you, sir.
That was very good.
Okay. Sarvesh Kishore.
Don't do bad deeds.
Okay. Don't do bad deeds. Okay. Fine. We should always do good things and be in devotion. Okay. Don't do bad deeds. Okay. Any other moral from the story? Any any other moral? Ranjana, self mute. Any thoughts?
Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. Again, it went on mute. Okay, while Ranjana is sorting it out. Tejas, Ganesh, I think.
As you sow, so shall you reap.
As you sow, so shall you reap. Perfect, very good. Tatha karma, tatha phalam. Okay, thank you. Any other thoughts or proverbs? Okay, Adyant Srinivas.
Evil doesn't win.
Evil doesn't win at any point of time. Evil doesn't win. So if we want to win, we cannot be on the evil side. Very good. Thank you, Arthur. Okay. Lot of good morals which are there.
See, we can also conclude that. We should always have
any other morals by the time Venkatanna remembers the problem or thoughts for the day or the
when even if Putana was a Rakshasi, the Nandas and the people of Nandagokula, they decide to burn her. Anatha Preta Samskaram Ashwamedha Palam Viduhu. A small vakya is there in our Dharma Shastra. See, she was a Rakshasi. They could have not cremated her. So they all discuss and decide that they should cremate her because they need to give a gati to her. They could have actually thrown her body into the sea or somewhere and not worry about it, worry about her cremation. But when Nanda comes, they all decide, discuss, and then cremate her in a very methodical way. So in our life, if we get somebody, if somebody does not have any support for cremation, we should support them. If you support them, it is as good as doing an Ashwamedha Yaga. Anatha Preta Samskaram Ashwamedha Phalam Vidu. See, these Nanda Gokulas and these Nanda people, they did not know that she was Ratnamala, she was Vamanavatara, all these things, they did not know. Still, they did their karma and they did their duty of cremating her. That was what I wanted to share.
Thank you. Now, going on to the games section. So, last week we covered domestic animals. Today, we will go to wild animals. Okay, so let us go. I hope all of us are able to see the screen. I'm sure all of us are ready. We will repeat along with the teacher here what they teach. Wild animal.
Simha.
Vyagraha.
Gajaha.
भल्लूकः
शृगालः किखिः हरिणः वानरः खड्गमृगः चित्रकः मृकः चित्रोष्ट्रः चित्ररासभः सर्पः नकुलः
मूषकः गर्भो रूहु अजगरः करियादः जतुका. So we have finished the words. So let's see how much we remember. Very common words apart from a few of them which are new ones, I think. Let's try to play the game. Those who are interested to play, if you can just lift your hand, I'll unmute now itself. We can.
Everybody is interested to play.
Okay. One by one we'll see. Okay. So now, okay, I think that was too fast. What we have to do is find the hiding animals. So let me play it again. Now the animals are coming and going back. We have to find where those animals are there. Let's again see. For answering, we will keep it as top left of this screen, that is near the trees, leaves, branches, near the flowers and below. So let's first see the animals. We'll just come to that. So let me just play this again. Let us see all the animals. There are six animals in different places. I hope all of us have seen. Once again, last time I'll show the animals. We have to guess where that animal is actually sitting in this place. So if you can see the mouse, we will keep this portion as A, this portion below the writing Vyagra as B, this portion here as C. So A, B, C on top, D, E, F below. So we have six portions and we'll have six animals coming. Then we'll have to tell where the animal was actually hiding earlier. So last time, just see where the animals are quickly.
Annoying.
Okay, I think once more, last time, six animals, quickly see where they are. Okay, done. Now we start playing the game.
Where's the portion?
Okay, where is Vyagraha? A, B, C, D, E. Where is Vyagraha? Gayatri, Bhargavi.
B.
B for donkey or B for ball?
B for ball.
Perfect. Vyagraha, B for ball. Excellent. Very well. Very well done. So Vyagraha was hiding in this place. So we got Vyagraha. Now Chitroshtraha. What is Chitroshtraha? What is Chitroshtraha? I have unmuted. Chitroshtraha means what in English?
Giraffe.
Chitroshtraha is giraffe. Where was giraffe?
Giraffe.
Okay, where was giraffe? In A, D, B, E, F.
D.
D for?
Donkey.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Very well done. Chitroshtraha was here. Giraffe. Now we know Vyagraha, Chitroshtraha. Vrikaha. Okay, where was Vrikaha? What is Vrikaha and
where was Chitroshtraha?
Saumya Madhusudan. What is Vrikaha and where was Vrikaha?
Wolf.
Okay, Vrikaha, wolf. It was in position. Next is Sarpaha. Sarpa, easy one.
Hey, Sarpa, snake, snake.
Hey, snake. Okay. Sarpa, snake, hey. Excellent. Very good. We got the
answer.
Where was Chita? Okay, let me try this. Excellent. Chitrakaha, leopard or the cheetah, and it was here. Nakulaha. What is Nakulaha?
Mongoose.
Mongoose, very good.
Mongoose.
Where was it? Only position is three. Okay, so we have got the entire picture, right? All this. Good, good. So we got good claps from the computer. Okay. Next week we will go to this. Now it is like the usual game which we always play. There will be an audio, listen to the audio and tell us 1, 2, 3 or 4. Tim ha ha.
2. 2.
Lion. Lion. Very good. Tim ha ha, lion. Okay. Gaja ha.
4. 4. Elephant.
Elephant. Elephant. Gaja ha. Okay. Pugalaha.
Fox.
Fox. Number. Three. Okay. Shugalaha. Jackal or fox. So three. Very good. Vanaraha.
Monkey.
Vanaraha, monkey. Okay.
Okay.
Chitrakaha.
One leopard.
Chitrakaha.
Leopard.
Chitrakaha, leopard, cheetah. Okay. Sarpaha.
Giraffe
is right. Chitra is some spots. Chitra is some spots, and Ushtraha actually refers to camel. So we are talking about a tall animal which is like a camel but which has dots in it or spots in it. So therefore Chitra Ushtraha is Chitroshtraha. Okay. So giraffe. Okay. You can remember these on the meaning actually. Chitroshtraha.
First one, fox.
Fox. He is fox. Okay. Kikihi is fox. Garbhoruhu.
Kangaroo.
Garbhoru in its
second one.
Gamba, it has two garbhoru, kangaroo. Excellent. Okay. Ajagaraha.
Hippopotamus.
Python.
Snake. Python.
Python.
Okay. Ajagaraha. Very good. Next again, we have to see the word, so I will read it out and you have to tell. Vyagraha.
Tiger.
One unknown word. It is only revision now.
Tiger.
Pallukaha.
Bear.
Okay. Pallukaha. Bear. Harinaha.
Deer.
Harinaha. Okay, beautiful. Next, Khadga Mrigaha, new word now.
Rhinoceros.
Very good. What is the meaning of Khadga actually?
Horn.
Horn.
Horn. Actually, Khadga means knife.
Horn.
It has a knife, a horn like a knife and an animal. So, Khadga Mrigaha is rhino, rhinoceros. Okay, beautiful. Very well done. Mrigaha. Next, Chitra Rasa Baha, new word.
Zebra.
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 Zebra. Very well done. Chitra Rasa Baha. Zebra. Okay. Kariya Daha.
Hippo. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Okay. Hippopotamus. Kariya Daha. Hippopotamus. Got it all right. Beautiful. Excellent.
Rhymes.
Okay, so next, in the next class, we will look at aquatic animals, Jalamraga Vargaha. Okay, beautiful. Now, we will go to rhymes. We already did the last week's rhymes, so we will just quickly revise the same rhyme. Patashalam Gachami, it was a new rhyme. We will just revise it. I will just unmute Manoj sir. Manoj sir, you are there. For repeating it. Okay, I think Manoj sir is there. Okay, good. Okay. Sir, you are on self-mute, sir. Okay. So let us just quickly, I will just recite once and Manoj sir will repeat once, and then we will listen to the main audio itself and we will all tell together. Okay. 1, 2, 3, प्रारंभ पाठशालां गच्छामि
पाठशालां गच्छामि
आचार्यानहं प्रणमामि
आचार्यानहं प्रणमामि
मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा
मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा
अक्षरमालां कथयामि
अक्षरमालां कथयामि
सो फॉर द एक्शन पार्ट वी हैव टू डू दिस राइम्स ऑलवेज विद एक्शन पाठशालां गच्छामि वी हैव टू गो टू द पाठशाला डू इट एज इफ वी आर वॉकिंग ओके सो वी स्टार्ट विद एक्शन पाठशालां गच्छामि आचार्यानहं प्रणमामि मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा अक्षरमालां कथयामि वन्स मोर पाठशालां गच्छामि आचार्यानहं प्रणमामि मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा अक्षरमालां कथयामि ओके अरुणः वदति
अरुणः वदति
अ आ इ ई
अ आ इ ई
उदयः भणति
उदयः भणति
उ उ ऋ ल
उ उ ऋ ल
एला कथयति
एला कथयति
ए ऐ ओ औ
ए ऐ ओ औ
अहमपि वदामि
अहमपि वदामि अम् अह
कृष्णः कथयति
कृष्णः कथयति
कख गघन
कख गघन्य
चैत्रा वदति
चैत्रा वदति
छ जझन्य
छ जजन्य
त tamahabravīti
tamahabravīti
taṭha
daḍhaṇa
tārā
bhaṇati
taṭha
daḍhaṇa पवनः पठति
पाफा
बभम यमुना वदति
यरलव
शंकर आह
कशसः
शशसः इत्थं सर्वे वदाम वर्णान्
ओके वी विल जस्ट लिसन टू द फुल ऑडियो एंड वी कैन ऑल एंजॉय टुगेदर
पाठशालां गच्छामि आचार्याणां प्रणमामि मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा अक्षरमालां कथयामि पाठशालां गच्छामि आचार्याणां प्रणमामि मित्रैः साकं वर्गं गत्वा अक्षरमालां कथयामि अरुणः वदति आ इति उदयः भणति एडा कथयति ए ऐ ओ औ अहमपि वदामि अम् अहा अरुणः वदति आ इति उदयः भणति एडा कथयति ए ऐ ओ औ अहमपि वदामि अम् अहा कृष्णः कथयति कख गघम चैत्रा वदति चय तामः ब्रवीति कठ गढण तारा भणति तथ दधन पवनः पठति पफ बभम यमुना वदति यजलव शंकर आह शशसः इत्थं सर्वे वदाम वर्णान् इत्थं सर्वे वदाम वर्णान् इत्थं सर्वे वदाम वर्णान्
Okay, one clarification somebody had asked in the last class, is it after u r r, is it r or l? So while some people nowadays are pronouncing it as r, the right pronunciation of that letter is u r r l. It is only l, though it is written in the form of like la la li li lu lu r. The r in la la li li is different from what is in the swara u u r r l. It the curve also, the writing is also slightly different actually. So the right pronunciation is u u r r l l. That r is not there, that l. Okay, so that is just a small tip. Somebody had asked for a clarification clarifying that. Now over to Manoj sir for the new bhajan today. We have seen Ganesha, Sharada, Kartikeya, all three done. Today Manoj sir is going to teach us a new bhajan on Guru. So Manoj sir, over to you.
Janaki kanta smaranam jaya jaya rama namah parvati pataye हर हर महादेव गोपिका जीवन स्मरणम गोविंदा गोविंदा सद्गुरु स्वामी नः जय ఆంజనేయ స్వామినః జై సద్గురో ఆహి మాం
సద్గురో ఆహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష క్షమాం
సద్గురో
పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
సద్గురో పాహి మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురు స్వామినః
జై సర్వేభ్యః ధన్యవాదాః స్వస్తి ప్రజాభ్యః పరిపాలయంతాం న్యాయేన మార్గేణ మహిమహీషాః గోబ్రాహ్మణేభ్యః శుభమస్తు నిత్యం లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు లోకాః సమస్తాః సుఖినో భవంతు రాధేశ్యాం 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 రామ 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 సర్వేభ్యః ధన్యవాదాః రామ 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 ఆగామి కక్షా అస్తి ఆగామి స్థిరవాసరే కమింగ్ సాటర్డే 26th May అవర్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ సేమ్ టైం ఇండియా టైం 6:30 ఇన్ ద ఈవినింగ్ సర్వేభ్యః ధన్యవాదాః థ్యాంక్స్ అలాట్ ఫర్ అటెండింగ్ Any feedback, questions, suggestions, please let us know. You can write to us, you can call us. The email IDs are here. Please feel free to write to us. Thanks a lot for attending. Dhanyavadaha.